This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The aromas of holiday cooking still linger in our minds, and perhaps in the drapes, too, if we've burned anything. Not that I would know anything about that, but in case I did, I know a way to clear the air. Plants. Between 1980 and 1984, NASA, yeah, that NASA, proofed plants in sealed test chambers that were exposed to volatile organic chemicals could remove them from the air, including formaldehyde, which is found in or used to produce a multitude of everyday products, from fabrics and furniture to tobacco smoke and gas stoves. Houseplants are a great natural way to clear the air in our closed-up homes during winter. They reduce unhealthy pollutants and airborne bacteria, along with adding humidity to the air. Plants' leaves are able to absorb the icky air, send it down to its roots, where it becomes food for microbes. Place two or three plants in each room, with space around each plant for air circulation, and you have your own air-purifying machine. Keep the leaves clean of dust and they'll absorb more pollutants. Some of my favorites I've been sharing with you, but it does include the spider plant, which is listed 39 of the top 50 plants identified by NASA. Snake plant, also known as mother-in-law tongue. Sometimes speculation on the whys of a nickname are best left unspoken. I do love this plant. Check out the picture of mine on gardenbite.com. The plant loves low light and absorbs formaldehyde. The Wernicke dracaena is number 16 and combats varnishes and oils in the home. The Christmas cactus is on the list too. Check out gardenbite.com for the top 5 air cleaning plants listed by NASA. The first one is bold, attractive, and easy to care for. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.